Blog Talk Radio.
A change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
You Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. We welcome you to come on in, come on in. It is Man Up Monday. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 33 and 22. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Psalms 33 and 22. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Make sure you press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Remember, it is Man Up Monday.
Please. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? God bless you. Y'all know my phone. Y'all know my phone. Y'all know my phone life. My phone life is crazy. God bless you guys so very much. Thank you for tuning in and joining in and being a part of this morning's broadcast. We welcome you to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Donnell Beggars, along with none other than my lovely cohort, the love of my life, the prophetess, the woman of God, the co-pastor. None other than Minister, Prophetess, Woman of God, Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we thank you guys so very much for joining us and tuning in and yielding your first fruit with us. As always, guys, we thank you so much. And we do not take the time that you guys take out of your day to share with us your first fruit. And we thank you so very much. And we look forward to you guys being a part of our broadcast every morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And as always, before we go any further, let us go into the presence of the Lord before we even start on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Father, we thank you for meeting us on every hand. God, we thank you for the glory, God, that is in you. God, we thank you for the glory cloud that you have over our lives, oh God, and over this broadcast on today. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that as we go into your presence this morning, God, that we go into your presence and we are changed for coming. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would shift the atmosphere. God, cause all things to work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. God, whatever prayer request, whatever request for them to have you to shift their life, to transform their life, to give them wisdom, power, and understanding. God, we pray today, God, that you would send that down on this morning. God, touch them in a supernatural way. God, let them know that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. God, we thank you for purpose being made manifest, not only just in them, but made manifest for them. God, speak life now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Restoration power, God, fall on them now. Understanding and wisdom, fall on them now. God, the graces of who you are, fall on them now. Give them to know, God, that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Thank you for letting purpose have its perfect work inside of us, oh God, that we'll walk after your own heart, God, that we won't stumble in our own self. Now, God, we ask that you would let the words of our mouth, God, and the meditation of our hearts, God, be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. God, as we go forth into this word on this morning, God, we pray that your word take root, God, and give life and strength, God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you so very much again. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're just excited about what God is going to do. This is our Man Up Monday broadcast. Whoop, whoop. We're just excited about what's going to happen today. We have none other than Pastor E.J. Ball that will be with us on this morning. We're going to have a fantastic time in the Lord on this morning. We look forward to the word that he will share with us on today. We are just truly blessed. We're truly excited about what God has to say on this morning. Listen, before we go any further, you know, I have to do my PSA. I have to do my PSA before we go any further, just to acknowledge those that are listening in as well, and as well as making sure that we share this experience with those that are overseas. We thank you guys that are overseas for listening in. We thank you so very much. We appreciate you for all that you do. We thank you for all that you do and for everything that you guys are doing right now. We're just blessed, and we thank God for the opportunity to share within the Word of God with you on this morning. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you guys. We have listening in with us on this morning. We have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have South Africa, we have the United States, of course, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Jamaica, Germany, and we have Hong Kong. We thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of what God is doing on this morning. And my PSA for this morning, as always, we just want to acknowledge the fact that we here on the United States, we cannot take our freedoms to pray and to worship God lightly. There are those that are in other countries. There are those in other countries, ladies and gentlemen, that are listening in right now, that God has given them grace. God has given them the ability to speak life to those over on the other side of the world. And these people walk after Christ. And as they walk after Christ, realize that their walk, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes is threatened. Their walk sometimes is caught in a place to where it's complicated for them to walk. Amen. That's the best word I can use. Some of them. I told you to you all a while back about how some of these people's lives are in jeopardy. How when their lives are in jeopardy, these people are being drugged into the street. And when they're being drugged into the street, ladies and gentlemen, they've made examples out of. We shared about a social media post that was posted a couple of weeks ago about a Chinese pastor that his home was bombarded by the authorities in that region, and they came in, and the goal was for them to take him and throw him and his congregation and his members into a concentration camp because they were preaching the name of Jesus. They're preaching the name of Jesus. In the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen, our freedom of religion is compromised. Our freedom of religion is under attack. Our freedom to believe and confess the name of Jesus is under attack. Can I help you this morning? Can I help you this morning? We're focusing on so many other things, ladies and gentlemen, but we need to start focusing on the fact that, watch here, that Jesus is on his way back soon. We can look at how everything is going. We can see how all this stuff is, say, unfolding and before our eyes. We cannot lose sight of that. But see, watch this. I don't want you to get fearful and scared and start getting all weary in your will doing. Because watch this. There are those that are still out there sharing. Come here, let's talk. There was a gentleman. There was a guy that was in an airport. I forget. I think it was in another country, but he was in the airport. And this brother was actually singing and praising and worshiping God. And then he had people along with him singing and worshiping God. Now watch what happened. At the end of it, he asked, is there anybody in here right now who don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior? This man led the people that did not know, watch it, into salvation by giving them the sinner's prayer. So what does that tell you? That we still got work to do and we still got hands out there working. So we can't give up in the fight. Don't feel like you're by yourself. Don't feel like you're alone. Don't feel like this job or this journey that you're on is by yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You're not by yourself. God has his hand on your life and he is working for you. Don't worry about it. Yeah, the enemy may be trying to tell you one thing. The enemy may be saying this and saying that, but know that God is yet in control. And when God is in control, God says that the devil has to behave. He said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. That includes the devil. So don't worry. Don't fear what you see. Don't fear what you see. Let God be God and the enemy be a liar. Amen? Amen. God bless you guys so much. We thank you for tuning in and joining in and being a part of the broadcast on this morning. We thank you guys so very much. And again, Remember to share that number. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer, or if you want to share your testimony on this morning, or you just want to tell us how the broadcast has blessed you. Amen. God bless you guys. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. Remember, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody. You.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Nobody.
No matter where you look or where you go.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Oh My Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, co-pastor Kashima Douglas. Today's guest for Man Up Monday is Pastor E.J. Ball.
Thank you.
welcome back to World Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor Dale Douglas Sr. and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. Today is Man Up Monday, and remember, sit back, get your pen and paper together, and hear a word from God.
Amen, amen. We are excited this morning to have with us none other than Pastor E.J. Ball. He is here with a word from the Lord on this morning. The man of God is on the line. We're not going to prolong the time any longer. We're going to go ahead and just relinquish our stand and let the man of God bless you. Pastor Ball, are you there? Yes, sir. Yeah, come on for you, Pastor. Pastor Ball, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Hello, Bishop?
Yes, sir, we got you. We can hear you, sir. We can hear you. All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, well, without further ado, I present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor E.J. Ball. Pastor Ball, you're on the floor, sir.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Pastor E.J. Ball of the New Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church and the Basic Training Theological Development Institute. I basically want to share today what the Bible teaches about God's Word. It seems like we're finally getting back to the basics and the core of our country, and that is the teaching of God's Word. According to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and verse 15 through 17, it talks about how God's word is breathed. The Holy Bible is the way, the very word of God. It is a complete revelation of God's will for man. No other words, revelation is needed. God has always had a message for man, and he has always had a messenger to carry the message. Well, most people that are Bible-based and Bible-taught have always believed, and they have always preached that the Bible is God's Word. We believe it is the final authority in matters of truth and righteousness. Now, first of all, the first thing that I need you to understand as it relates to God's Word is that the Bible is inspired of God. It's inspired of God. It's inspired, first of all, because it is God's breathed. This particular word that we are speaking about today was written by some 40 different men over the period of 1,500 years. Then secondly, it was given originally in the Hebrew and Greek languages. So to understand the Bible in a general sense, you have to know something about the Hebrew and the Greek language, because a lot of times the Hebrew and Greek languages look more in-depth than our English meaning of words. For instance, take the word love. In the English, there are four words for the Greek word. Agapio is the greatest word in the Greek for the word love. You got eros, you got stooges, you got phileo, and you got agapio. And they all have a different meaning. But when you understand the language, you understand the meaning of words. God gave the message to his men who were led by the Holy Spirit to write the message down. So, in other words, it is the divine inspired word of God that was dictated by the Holy Spirit to men who wrote as the dictation dictated to them. And we are being recipients of that word today. Then second, not only is his word God breathed, but it is God's message. It is God's message. The Old Testament prophets would preach, thus says the Lord, according to Isaiah 38 and verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah 38:4. And then when you look at 2 Peter 1:21, so it's God's message. That means that God has his seal on his word. I always try to teach people that if you communicate, then you won't complicate. And I think that we ought to strive to communicate the word of God, and we ought to strive to communicate the message of God. And then thirdly, it is God's will revealed. God's will revealed. Now, in the fact of his will, it reveals sin, as in First John 3:4, it reveals sin. Then in St. John chapter 3:16, it reveals the Savior. It reveals the fact that God is our Savior, and because it says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. So it reveals the Savior, and then it reveals the salvation. Acts 16:31 talks about the fact that it's about salvation. When you talk about salvation, you look at Acts 4:12, it says there's no other name given to men in heaven or in earth than the name Jesus, whereby men can be saved. So if we're going to be saved, it have to be by God's word through his Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the only person that actually can save us from our sin. Then it reveals service. Romans 12:1 said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it reveals service. I think that we as believers and as Christians, I think that we all ought to render our service to God's word and as well as to God's work. Then the second important thing about what the Bible teaches about God's word is that the Bible is important. It is important because it is a revelation of truth. God's word is true according to John 17:17. If you want to know what truth is, all you have to do is look at God's word, because God's word is truth. It's going to say what it means, and it's going to mean what it says. Then it teaches us about life and death. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14 talks about the fact it teaches us about life as well as death. Just as sure as a person lives, someday they're going to die. I quite often ask people, if you die right now, do you know exactly in the rest of eternity? And if you are not sure, you need to reevaluate whether or not you're really saved. Because the fact is, you ought to know that if something happened to you now, where you're going to spend the rest of your life. And a lot of people really don't, because a lot of people don't get off into God's word. And God's word plainly lets us know that we can spend eternity with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then it is a book of facts. Jesus said a wise man will hear and heed God's word, according to Matthew 7:24. You know, he talked about the two builders, and that he talked about the wise builder, and he talked about the foolish builder. He talked about the man that had built his house on the sand, and he talked about the man that had built his house on the rock. And the thing about the man that had built his house on the sand, when the storm and rain came, that house didn't stand. It kind of slid. Have you ever been to San Francisco, California? When you go there, you see houses They look like they well up on a hill. And I often said if it ever became a great mudslide or landslide, these houses are going to slide right off that hill. So that's kind of like the man that built his house on the sand. Whereas the man that had built his house on the rock, the wind came, the water came, the rain came, the storm came, blew against the house. But one thing about it was so anchored that that house stood, that house did not move, did not budge. It's kind of like a palm tree. If you know anything about a palm tree, the roots in the palm tree, they are deep and they wraps around the rocks or the earth. And when the wind and storm came, they might bend, but they won't break. Even if they bend down, they gonna straighten back up. And that's the way our lives ought to be with God and in God's word. That if we bend, we won't break. It is a revelation of trust. It is a revelation of trust. We ought to trust or have faith in God, according to Proverbs chapter 3. In all our ways, acknowledge him, he will direct our paths. We ought to trust or have faith in God. If God can trust you, he can trace you. You ought to have faith, because without faith, it is simply impossible to please God. It is impossible to please God if we don't have faith. We are to walk by faith in God. We are to walk by faith and not by sight, according to what God's word teaches us in some passages of scriptures. We ought to have faith in God. Not in man, not in philosophy, but we ought to have faith in God. I tell them all the time, it doesn't matter who is in the White House. We just have to know who's in God's house, who's in the Holy House. And if we know who's in God's house, we have the assurance that he will take care of us. So we ought to have faith in God. Then faith is necessary to please God. If you're going to please God, faith is necessary, because Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you want to please anybody, you ought to strive in every way that you possibly can and that you can please God. If I'm going to please anybody, I'm striving to please God, because man will deceive you, man will fail you, man will let you down, but God would never let you down. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Thanks to be God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Faith is the victory. It is a revelation of our task. It's a revelation of our task. When we talk about what the Bible teaches about God's word, it is a revelation of our task. We ought to be what they call living sacrifice. That's what Romans 12:1 talked about. We ought to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. Some things we just ought to do because it's just right to do it. You know, we don't have to be pumped up to do it. It's just right that we give at least our reasonable service. So we ought to be a living sacrifice. I know this for Demet. Has altered a lot of people's faith and has altered a lot of mind, and it has altered their trust. It seems like they're trusting more in the world than they are God. This is not the first pandemic. They had a pandemic in 1720, 1820, 1920, and now 2020. But through it all, God has seen us through all of the pandemics that have ever been. And this is no different. God is still in charge. He's still in control. So we ought to be a living sacrifice. Then we ought to live for Jesus. We ought to live for Jesus. I just wonder sometimes who people living for now. It don't seem like they're living for Jesus. All the things that we've been taught down through the years, it seems like people has forgotten them. The same God that brought our parents across and took care of them is the same one that can take care of. So if we live for him, we arrange with him. We ought to live for Jesus. And that's a plus there if we just live just for Jesus Christ, our Savior, because there is no other name whereby we can be saved in the name of Jesus. He's the only one. He's the only one that give us hope. He's the only one that give us assurance. He's the only one that can keep us from the harms and dangers of this world. But we ought to live for him. If we live for him, then he will live for us. No, we'll forget the fact that the stoning of Stephen, the Bible kind of teaches us that when they were stoning Stephen, Jesus stood up. And I says that if you stand for Jesus, Jesus will stand for you. So we ought to live for Jesus. Then we are to seek his kingdom and righteousness first. That's what Matthew 6:33 says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things, they will be added unto you. If you seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, everything else will just fall in place. It just seems like people are just all caught up in material things and forget that they're going to leave all that behind. I told a man the other day, I've never seen a U-Haul behind a hearse. And they said, what did he leave? I said, he left it all, everything he had. He left it right here. But if we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the other things will be added to us. But Jesus said he'd go to prepare a place for us. If he go and prepare a place, he's going to come again. Because he said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. So I have seen mansions, but you just think about the fact that God's house, just a house, not a mansion, his house has many mansions. And I want to be in one of those mansions someday. So we ought to seek first the kingdom and then his righteousness. And then all these other things will be added. Now, then it is a revelation of triumph. It's a revelation of triumph. We can be victorious over sin. We can be victorious over sin. Romans 6:12 talks how we can be victorious over sin. Then not only can we be victorious over sin, we can be victorious over death. According to 1 Corinthians 15:53-55, we can be victorious over death. You remember when Lazarus had died, and I know everybody knows that story, how the fact that his sister sent for Jesus and told Jesus, you've been here, our brother wouldn't have died. And fact is that they didn't really know who Jesus is. You know how many people today don't know who Jesus is? And Jesus just quietly told them to move the stones out the way, and Lazarus came forth. Now, ain't that here's a man that's got all power, and you talking about if you had been here, our brother wouldn't die. And here's a man that not only could lay down his life, but he could pick his life back up again. No man can really kill him because he was as much God as he was man, and he was as much man as he was God. He was the only God-man. So he will be victorious over death. And then we can be victorious over temptation. We all going to be tempted according to 1 Corinthians 10. Satan tried to tempt Jesus in the 4th chapter of Matthew, but he kept putting that word on him and said, you know it's written. When folk come and tempt you, a lot of time all you have to do is say, you know it's written. And a lot of time you take them to where it's written there. You ought not tempt the Lord thy God, because it's written that I am victorious over this temptation. We can be victorious over temptation. We're all going to be tempted. But if we stay in God's word and understand what the Bible teaches about God's word, we can be victorious over temptation. Then the third thing that the Bible teaches us about God's word is that the Bible is instruction. The Bible is instruction. We are instructed in righteousness. In other words, nobody can really say they don't know right from wrong, because the Bible teaches us right from wrong. It teaches us right from wrong. Even from a baby up to an adult, We knew when we was doing wrong. Even a child right now know when they are doing wrong. It says that we are instructed in righteousness. It is profitable for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 through 17. It is profitable in instruction for righteousness. So you can profit from the instructions in righteousness. And you ought to always want to profit from something. You know, when you read God's word, you ought to be trying to profit from reading God's word. When you study God's word, you ought to be trying to profit from studying God's word. So it ought to be profitable. That's why Paul told Timothy to study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, but that can rightly divide the word of truth. So it teaches us instructions in righteousness. Then it teaches us how we became righteous, according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, and according to Romans 5, it teaches us how we became righteous. We weren't just ordinary bone righteous. We became righteous. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but it teaches us how we became righteous. Then it teaches us how to live righteously, how to live soberly, how to righteously, and how to live godly. According to Titus 2 and 12, it teaches us how to do that. Folks say they don't know how to live. All you need to do is get in your Bible. The Bible will teach you how to live. Proverbs is a book of instruction. You can learn how to live righteously. You can learn how to live soberly. You can learn how to live godly according to what God's word teaches us. You just have to spend time with God, and that way God will spend time with you. Then we are instructed in repentance, commanded all men everywhere to repent. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, repent. That's what Jesus came when he came on the scene preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Same thing that when John came, they said, we're not preaching a different message. John and Jesus preached the same message. When John came on, he preached repentance. When Jesus came on, he preached repentance. And we coming on the scene now, we ought to be preaching repentance. And that's one of the things that we have to understand, that God commands all men everywhere to repent. Repent of our sins. Repent of our nasty ways. Repent of our lying. And we'll become better Christians. We'll become better persons. We'll be able to be a better example if we just learn to repent. The lost or unsaved must repent or they'll perish, according to Luke 13. I use it this way. I say you either turn or you burn. And it's left up to you. The choice is yours. If you want to burn, just don't turn. But if you don't want to burn, turn, and you won't burn. So basically, the lost or the unsaved must repent, or they gonna perish. You know, you got to repent and accept Christ as your Savior that you won't perish. Then the lost people must often repent of our sins. It is necessary for the joy to be restored. That's what happened to David. He didn't lose his salvation, but he did lose the joy of it. According to Psalm 51, that restored unto me the joy of my salvation. He didn't say that he wasn't saved, you know, because the doctrine of eternal security teaches us that once saved, always saved. Once in, you're never out. But the fact is that you can lose the joy that you had. And that's what has happened to a lot of people. They have lost that spiritual joy that they once had about the Lord and the Lord's work, about the church and about God's word. I remember a time when people used to get saved, they was on fire. They couldn't wait. They couldn't wait to get to church. Now you can't get four to go to church. So you have to understand the fact that you can lose your joy. It is necessary that your joy be restored. Joy is restored. Then they would feel better about themselves, they'd feel better about others, and then they'll feel better about life itself. So the joy of their salvation needs to be restored. And we are instructed in retribution. Retribution. God will mete out his anger and wrath on Christ's rejecters. You don't have to do anything. Christ's going to do it all for you. Second Thessalonians chapter 1 talks about that, verse 8 and 9. He's going to mete out his anger and his wrath on Christ's rejecters. You might think that you are getting by, but one thing about it, you certainly will not get away. The lost will die eternally in hell and the lake of fire, according to Luke 16. You know the fact that when we read Luke 16, verses 19 to 30 in Revelation chapter 20, we are caught between a rock and a hard place a lot of time. To man and Lazarus, how one died and went to hell, the other one was caught in Abraham's bosom and went to hell. But, you know, they really didn't have to go. They really didn't have to go to hell. And because hell was not designed for the Christian. Hell wasn't designed for the believer. Hell was designed for those that did not believe. So the lost would die eternally in hell. That's where the fire don't never go out. That's where you burn and you be burning. You can't burn it up. And that's where it be gashing the teeth and all that kind of thing up there. When I was a boy coming up, they talked about hell so bad nobody wanted to go to hell. Now they don't even talk about hell, and it looked like everybody going to hell. So you ought to not want to be lost and die and go to eternal hell and not want to end up in the lake of fire. The lake that burns with fire and brimstone, that where you are burning and you never will burn up. And then the Lord will punish his children who sin. According to Hebrews 12 and 6, he will punish his children who sin. Now, God has a wrath thing and he has a love thing. God will chastise us. He will chastise us. You know, when we used to do wrong, how our parents used to chastise us. And that's what happens a lot of even with children today, that they got time out now, but they back in the day they didn't have that time out stuff. Our parents put the board of education on our seat of understanding. They chastise us. They chastise us. They put the do right stick on us, and we became better people because we had the do right stick. Then we are instructed in the return of Christ, the blessed hope of the redeemed, according to Job 19. Comforting message to the saved, 1 Thessalonians 13. We're talking about it's going to be a trumpet, going to sound, they'll be caught up in the air and all that kind of thing. That's we talk about the rapture of the church. And then we are instructed in rewards. And I look like my time is ending, but we are comforted in instructed in rewards. Jesus rewarded people. According to Revelation 22 and 12, Jesus will give a reward for what is done with the right reason and after the right pattern. To hear Jesus say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant," will be worth it all. Thank God for you today. Hope something has been said to enlighten you on what the Bible teaches about God's word. Thank you, and God bless you. It's our prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so very much, Pastor Ball, for that powerful. That was what people don't realize is this. This man of God went through the entire Bible and gave us nothing but instructions. It seems sometimes what we wind up doing, we get caught up in the hollering and the screaming and the hype, when in actuality we just need some good old-fashioned instructions. And when you get the instructions that you need to have, then you can run on. It's just like what Rebecca say. When you read it, he say, write the vision and make it plain. So when they put it upon tablets, that they read it and they can run. Now you can run. Now you got something to run after. Now you got something to run to. You got some real good instructions. He gave you the word from Genesis to Revelation. He gave you the entire Bible in this 30-minute session that we just had. And those of y'all who was under the sound of our voices on this morning, our prayer is that this not only didn't just sit in your lap, but it took root to your heart and took root to your mind. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bond. We appreciate you so very much for the word that you have shared on this morning. Such a powerful and impactful word. And you just to let you know, Doc, you've been heard right now in 13 different countries. You've been heard
Thank
in 13
God
different
bless
countries.
You.
Right, sir. Yes, sir. You have been heard in 13 different countries, and you have spoke the word of life to a whole lot of people that were listening under the sound of your voice on today. So we thank you again. Listen, Pastor, go ahead on and let them know where the church is and how they can get in contact with you and let them know your service times and all of that.
All right, I'm located at 5522 Pate Road, Houston, Texas, 77016. My phone number is 713-499-9792. Also, that we have a basic training, theological Bible, basic training, theological Bible Institute there that meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 to about 9 o'clock, where we teach the Word of God. We have a seminary there, and we're able to help people to better go back to their church and be equipped that they can help others to understand what the Word of God is really saying to them, that they could be able to share it with others. That's every Tuesday and Thursday. And then I have written about 7 or 8 books. The last book I did was If Walls Could Talk. I did one called Caught in Another Man's Bed. It's God's Facebook. The Hidden Treasure That Builds a Marriage. Then has Making Ends Meet with the Finance book. You can certainly be blessed by all of these books. If nothing else, then I have a homiletic book that talks about the making of a sermon. Those are just some of the books that I have published here and have helped others to publish books. So you can glean from a resource of materials that we have available. You can find us, our webpage on Facebook is Basic Training. If you want to see previews of our school, we have some things on Facebook, and we have some things on the internet there that you will be able to pull up. I preach every Sunday on Facebook Live. Comes on at 11 o'clock, and if you want to tune in on some Sundays, feel welcome to do that. Feel welcome to do that. Thank you so much, Bishop. We appreciate the time you have shared with us on your broadcast, and we pray that we have been a blessing to somebody that has been listening today. And God bless you and your radio program.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Now, you said that how can they get a hold of those books? They just go on the Facebook page and they can order them from there, or how do they get
They're going to order them directly from me. They can order them direct from me. I don't have them on Amazon as of yet, but they can order the book direct from me. My number is 713-499-9792. And I do have a cash app, Dr. E.J. Ball. If they want to do it from my cash app, they can order the book from that standpoint as well. I'm going to eventually have a page up showing all the books that I have and showing what we are doing as far as a curriculum that we'll be able to help people that might not be able to leave their house, but they still can get the Word of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, you guys that are listening, remember Dr. E.J. Ball, $ Dr. E.J. Ball is his cash app to purchase those books, to get in contact with him. He gave you guys his number. Those of you all who are looking for some real instruction, for some real word, amen, this is the man to get in contact with. Thank you so very much, Pastor. We pray for those who have come on before we get off. So let us pray for you, Pastor, before we release you. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this vessel that you used on this morning, God. God, this sound doctrine, God. God, that as he came on today, God, he spoke not only just life, God, but he spoke instructions. God, instructions on how to get to the place where we need to be. God, he gave us the fine information, God. God, detailed information, God, to get us, God, in position and into place. And for that, Father, we give you praise. And for that, God, we give you glory. And for that, we give you honor. God, we thank you for the vessel, oh God. God, that you allowed to pour into these your people. God, it fell on ears, God, that we hear. God, as it fell on hearts, God, that may feel. God, that it fell, God, into the lifestyle of those that needed to be shifted. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for him pouring his gift out on today, onto these your people. So that, God, for that, God, we give you praise. For that, we give glory, and for that, we give honor. God, we pray today that everywhere that the man of God's feet tread, God, everything that his hands touch, God, God, that he shall prosper, Lord God. That his feet tread, God, he shall be a conqueror. God, and continue to use him as a mouthpiece, oh God. God, to make the devil terrified.
Make
his imps, God, spring and fly out, God, from out from seven different ways, God. God, we thank you, God. God, for putting all things into his life. God, and thank you for making all things well for him. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Bless
God
you,
bless you. We thank you so much for coming on. And we look forward to you joining us again. Amen. Amen.
Thank God.
We're going to go ahead on and release you. There's no one online that's asking any questions right now. There's no flags up right now. So we're going to go ahead on and release you, Doc. And we appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much.
And again, and we thank you for coming on. Amen?
Thank you. Bless your name.
God bless you. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you guys so very much. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I'll have some good days. Some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, and some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Can I say that one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, and some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has it been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God. God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. It dries all of my tears away. He ever stop you from crying? Turn my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. Down.
midnight and today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it?
You.
Welcome back. And thank you guys so very much for tuning in and joining in and being a part of today's broadcast. We thank you so very much. We're going to go into the Overcomer Scripture and into the Overcomer's Prayer on this morning. And just to let you guys know, this is we take this portion of the broadcast very, very seriously because of the fact that we understand that there are lives at stake right now. Those of all you all who are seeking to have a closer relationship with the Lord, those of you all who are seeking to be closer with Him, those of you all who are seeking to have a real connection with God. Amen. We know that you take this thing. We take this thing very seriously. We take this thing very seriously. Amen. Our scripture for this morning is Romans 10 and 9 on this morning. And it reads, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. I'm going to say that again. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. Now listen, this is a very simple process. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you'll be saved. A very easy concept. It's not even complicated. He made it that easy for you for the simple fact that he realized that, watch, if the devil can confuse you on any part of it, if the devil can make you get weary on any part of it, he can keep you captivated. He can keep you in the spot to where, watch this here, you are contained by the issue or contained by that situation. But listen, there is a God that knows all, sees all, and is all, and he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. Only thing we have to do is just trust him and allow God to be God and the devil to be a lie. Amen? Amen. So listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to pray for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. We're going to pray for those under the sound of our voices on this morning because of the simple fact that there are those of you all who the devil has made you think that you're not going to be able to overcome. You're not going to be able to be a conqueror in that area where he has you captivated in or where he has you as a prisoner and on this morning. But I want to let you know this morning that not only is God able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Only thing you have to do is just trust him beyond what you see. The things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So this morning, I want to put into your hearing, I want to put into your heart, I want to put it into your minds, that I want to put it into your comprehension, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. The only thing we have to do is just allow him to be God. So I'm going to pray this prayer. I'm going to pray this prayer. And this prayer is a very simple prayer. It's not a complex prayer. It's not a complicated prayer at all. Very simple prayer. And the prayer is just, what it's going to do is it's going to open up a door for you, and you can walk right on in. It's going to be a door that's going to be open, and you can walk right on in. I just want you to surrender your hearts this morning. I want you to surrender your hearts. Surrender your hearts and your minds this morning. Surrender your hearts and your minds this morning. Those of you all who are under the sound of my voice, and you want God to be your Lord and Savior. You want Jesus. You want Jesus to be a part of your life. You want the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to reign over your life right now. You want it to be intertwined into your life. This is what I want you to do. I want you to pray this prayer with me. I want you to pray this prayer with me. And we're going to pray this prayer, and we're going to pray this prayer, and then we're going to end the broadcast. Here we go. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice, God. God, the one that is listening in right now, that is hearing, God, that is hearing my voice right now. God, as they surrender their lives to you on this morning, as they surrender their minds to you on this morning, God. God, we come, God, confessing this over their life. God, decreeing this over their life. God, that they have come with, and they confess with their mouth, God, and they believe in their heart that you are God, and that you died, and that you raised from the dead, and they are saved. God, we thank you for your saving grace. For we realize that is your saving grace that has kept them and watched over them and had them covered right now. God, that they're walking, that the walk that they walk now, God, that they're walking now into the newness of who you are. The newness of who you are. Now, God, we pray, God, for those, God, who have submitted prayer requests. God, we pray for them. We cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray your strength over their life right now, God. Keep them and cover them. God, in the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. God, we thank you in advance for all things being made well in the lives of all those under the sound of our voice. God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen. I want to share with you guys this morning, we have a blanket drive that we have going on this morning. Those of you all who would like to share in the blanket drive, please just let us know. Let us know that you want to share. You can do that by sending us an email through either one of the email addresses that I'm going to provide. You can send it to worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com or theabbahouseinternational@gmail.com. Those of you all who would like to share in the giving of a blanket, because we're going to distribute the blankets out to the homeless during this cold season, this winter season, this Christmas season, Thanksgiving season, however you want to describe it. We're going to be passing out the blankets to them. This year we wanted you guys to come and be a part of that. And those of you all who cannot purchase a blanket, you want to send the Cash App. You can send the Cash App to us, and we will do it that way. We can do it that way. We're asking that you would send send $20. If you could send $20 to be set and purchased for the blankets, we will do that, and that will give us an opportunity to purchase the blankets. Those of you all who would like to sow into the broadcast on this morning, you can do so by going to $WGC2020. You can also send the money for the blankets to that same Cash App address. That's $WGC2020. And those of you all who would like to have a prayer request, please remember to submit your prayer request to the website. The emails that we set out there for you. You can send your prayer request there as well. And those email addresses are again worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com or theabbahouse@gmail.com. You can send it to either one of those addresses, and we will be greatly appreciative for those of you all who send those out to us, and we will make sure that those are taken care of. Remember also, those of you all who are looking for a bath experience, that Calgon Take Me Away moment, you can also go to CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can also reach her by calling 346-381-8751. That's 346-381-8751. You can make that phone call. You can text or you can call her for your bath experience. Those are Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. You can get in contact with her through the email address or through that telephone number, and she'll be glad to give you guys answer you guys' calls and answer any questions that you may have about the bath bombs. Amen. So, again, she has a sale right now going on. There's a 2 for $7 and a 3 for $10. A 2 for $7 and a 3 for $10. You guys have a fantastic day. We love you. And we'll talk with you guys real soon.
All the true worshipers, you don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on.
Got true love instead of Don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried, the things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on. Can't see.
You don't know. You don't know. You just don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Tell somebody you just don't know.
Brought me through.